Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ICE Ministry, an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. Where your hosts are Deacon Roy.
Hello, everyone.
Evangelist Christine Talley. We welcome you to ICE Ministry. And let me give you a number to call. Our new number to call is 1. This is a free call. 929-477-3089. Let me do that a little bit slower. It's a free call. You dial 1-929-477-3089. That's ICE Ministries number while broadcasting. Today is Sunday, May 12th, 2019. The time is 10 o'clock p.m. Praise God. Y'all, I just want to praise and thank God today for letting us see another Mother's Day. And I'm going to begin prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we want to thank you for letting us be here today. Lord, we want to thank you for all the goodness, all of whatever we have to go through, Lord. And you help us by teaching us how to go, which way to go, how to learn, which way, hallelujah. Lord, we want to thank you for all things.
Yes,
all things. Lord, we come before you in prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for letting us feel your blessings. Lord, let us see your blessings.
Thank you,
Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for coming into our homes today. We thank you for coming into our hearts. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, forgive us of all the sins that have been committed. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you for everybody. Lord, we want to thank you for the sick and the shut-in.
Oh, yes.
Lord, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for people who are sick and healthy. Mm. We want to thank you, Lord, because we know you will make a change in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want to thank you for everything.
Lord
for the good, for the bad, what we feel is bad. Lord, we want to thank you, because if it had not been for you, Lord, I don't know where any of us would be.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, let your healing virtue flow.
Your healing virtue flow.
Throughout all the hospitals and the nursing homes.
Yes, Lord.
All over this land, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let them have a wonderful night's sleep,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, let them know that you are God that can heal all manner of sickness and
yes,
disease.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that sometimes we might not be coming up to par like we need to. But, Lord, forgive us of our slothfulness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to be the saints that you're calling for in these last and evil days.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us not to get discouraged through cruelty of words and people acting kind of weird.
Oh, yes.
But, Lord, help us to be strong. And, Lord, I thank you for the strength that you have given us.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for being able to resolve problems. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord, you're a problem solver. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into our lives. Thank you for guiding us, teaching us.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord. Lord, we can't do nothing without you. Lord, we want you. We want you to take control in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we need you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Lord, we need you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we need you in the classroom, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, there's people going around trying to have shootings in the classes, Lord.
Yes,
but you rebuke that demon
Lord,
right
the
now
schools,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Rebuke those demons, Lord. Rebuke it, Lord. Lord, and our children. Lord, take care of them.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, so much is happening. Every time we turn around, we don't know, Lord, but, Lord, you know. But, Lord, help us to hold out until you come.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to be able to help somebody else, Lord. Help us to be the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days.
Yes,
Lord, we want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Go into the school rooms. Go
yes,
into
Lord.
The hospitals. Go on the jobs, Lord. Prepare the ways, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to be victorious, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to get victory over sin, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
And, Lord, go on and go into the halls of Congress, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Go into the White House, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let them make good decisions.
Yes, Lord.
Let them not just decisions that are popular, Lord, make the right decision.
Right decision.
For everybody, Lord.
For everybody. Lord, bless our president.
Yes, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Bless the first lady, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless our superintendents.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless our bishops. Hallelujah. Lord, bless. Bless those who are in authority of speakers for you, Lord. Bless all the missionaries, all the apostles. Hallelujah. All the evangelists, Lord. All the deacons, the ministers, Lord. I can't call them all by name, but Lord, you fix us up for us to be able to walk with you the right way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And talk the right way.
And talk the right way.
And live the right way.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Deacon, are you ready? Hallelujah.
Amen. Again, happy Mother's Day to everyone under the sound of my voice. We're glad to be here with you tonight. And we're going to read scripture tonight out of the book of Matthews.
Come on now, Deacon. Amen. To your word, Lord.
Reading from the 12th chapter of Matthews, starting with the 31st verse. We're going to read down through the 41st verse. It says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all men of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Neither make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Amen. That's the
41st. Amen. Amen. Deacon, did you want to say anything on those words that you read? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to start up at that first verse where you read. Praise God.
That first verse says, "Whereas I say unto thee, no, all men have sinned and blasphemy shall be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Ghost."
Okay.
Amen.
So we can ask for forgiveness, huh, Deacon?
God can forgive for just about anything.
Except
blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
All right. So, Deacon, if I go and maybe steal something or hit you or something like that, and I say, "Lord, forgive me," then I ask you to forgive me, I can be forgiven, Deacon?
Be forgiven for that, yes.
Okay.
Amen.
But, Deacon, you said, hallelujah.
I didn't say it. The book said it.
The Bible said, hallelujah.
Amen. It says,
come on, read it.
"All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven."
Come on now.
"To men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men."
Praise God. Now, he already told us. All we got to do is remember that, Deacon.
And we know every word in this book is true.
Every word in the Bible is true. They say, you know your Bible is right, something else is wrong. We got all kinds. The Bible is the living ingredients for us to live by as Christians.
He even goes on to say in number 32, "Whosoever speaketh that word against the Son of Man,
come on now,
shall be forgiven."
Come on.
"But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost,
come on,
it shall not be forgiven."
Yes, yes. So he explains it to us.
Explains it to us very well.
Let us know what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Deacon. You go ahead.
In The one sin he can't forgive you for is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
Come on now, Deacon.
That's what he's saying.
Amen.
Just about anything else, you know, he can forgive you for. But when you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, that's where you draw the line.
All right.
That's where God draws the line.
Yes, yes. God draws the line.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Those are beautiful words in the scripture, in the Bible. And we want to ask. Go ahead, Deacon.
Yeah, I just want to say, he makes reference in verse 4 about the experience that Jonah had in the belly of the whale.
Come on now. Talk about it.
It wasn't by coincidence that Jonah stayed in the whale 3 days and three nights.
Come on now.
Because God knew that he was going to have to do the same for the whole world.
Yes.
Jonah just did it just to save a few men and a ship.
Yeah, come on now.
His resurrection was in the whale's belly.
All right.
Jesus' resurrection was for the whole world.
All right.
On the cross.
All right. You know what? When Jonah was thrown overboard, Deacon, hallelujah, and that big fish swallowed him up.
Swallowed him up.
And hallelujah, sometimes we go into the trouble, Deacon.
Yeah.
And we can't get out, Deacon.
Yes.
We have bills coming up on us, praise God. Car breaking down, praise God.
Yes.
Losing your job, praise God. But Deacon, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We go through for a night or a day or a week or months.
Yes.
But when God come in, Jesus come in, cleans us up, make everything all right, ease the pain, hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like Jesus can.
Yes.
Jesus is the answer, Deacon. For the world today, all the heartaches, all the pain, hallelujah, that we go through, Deacon. We go through so much pain, hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
But that pain can be relieved, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
They say weeping endure for a night. But joy, hallelujah, comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning.
Deacon.
Amen.
Now we can go through trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm going this way, Deacon, but when we go through trials and tribulations, we go through things that we can't get out of.
Right.
Or we feel that we can't get out of.
Uh-huh.
And, Deacon, we keep on praying.
The devil wants to think we can't get out of.
Yeah. We keep on praying.
Yes.
We see that maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm going to get through. I can't get through this. But when Jesus come in, Deacon, I'm just going to make it plain. When Jesus come into your life, when Jesus come in, he saves you. He sanctifies you. Hallelujah. He left us a gift, Deacon, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit,
It is our protector.
Yes.
If we do it right, if we live right, if we obey his words, Deacon, he'll come in every time. Sometimes we feel like we're alone. God comes in. He's right there. It's a song saying he was there all the time.
Waiting patiently.
All we got to do is call his name, hallelujah.
For you to call him.
Call on Jesus, hallelujah.
He's not going to force himself on you.
Come on there, Jesus.
He's right there if you just call him.
All right. Call on Jesus. Lord, Jesus, I need your help. Hallelujah. I need your help right now, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, come on in. Come on in, Jesus. I just can't feel you. Hallelujah. This is just an example, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get so many troubles. We get down and out, Deacon, and we don't know which way to go sometimes.
Yes.
But if we call on Jesus,
call on him.
All we got to do is say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, I need you. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I need you. Hallelujah. I can't do it without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me. Show me the right way. Show me what to do, how to do it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And, Deacon, he may send somebody, might not even be a saint, might be just a person on the street to help you and say some encouraging words to you.
Yes, sir.
Deacon, hallelujah. We serve a mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
He will answer. He will answer you through
people. Yes.
He'll answer you through whatever type of situation you're going through, he'll help you. All we got to do is open up our heart,
mm-hmm.
open up our minds, open up our eyes so
yes.
we can see.
Yes. Yeah.
We can see physically, but ask the Lord to help you open your mind up spiritually,
yes.
your body up spiritually,
mm-hmm. yes.
so you can accept what he's going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What more can we ask God for?
Uh-huh.
What more can we ask him for, Jesus? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I just want to share just a little testimony to my audience. A couple of years ago, we were involved in a car accident.
All right, come on.
Coming home from church. We were driving along.
Yeah.
And a car just ran out in front of us. And all we had time to say was, Jesus.
We hollered it out. Same
Both of us hollered it out at the
Jesus.
Same time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why that God is a right now God.
Yes, yes. And Jesus,
he totaled the car, but it didn't hurt us a bit.
It didn't hurt Gary.
Gary didn't get hurt.
Gary was in his wheelchair.
Me and my wife didn't get hurt, but the car got totaled.
But we were all right.
We were all right. That's the kind of God.
The Almighty God we serve. That's why we live for Christ. That's why we don't turn our back. That's why we take all hurt and harm and danger, all kinds of talking about us or whatever, we can stand that because we done been through.
Amen.
We done been through all that can hurt us.
Amen.
We done been through, Deacon, been through death.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. God
gave me my story.
Hallelujah. A remarkable story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is a witness for the world today. I would like for anybody, hallelujah, and everybody who's having a problem that you think you can't get rid of, who feel like they can't make it, feel like, oh, everything is just broken loose, like it's a big waterfall that's just showering you down. Whatever kind of pain you have in your body, open up and let God come in.
Yeah.
Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Y'all, there's nothing like having Jesus in your life.
Mm.
Play that song, Deacon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about your story that God has brought you through. Think about all the trouble.
You don't know my story.
Come on now, y'all. Hallelujah.
The anguish and the guilt that consumed me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackle condemn.
Y'all, think about it. Ask God to give you another chance. Give you another chance to prove to him, not to man, not to woman, but prove to him that you are a witness for him.
Yes, yes.
That you love him, praise God.
Amen.
Unconditionally, you're going to work and work and work for Jesus Christ,
yes.
Our Savior.
Our Savior.
Our Savior, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're wondering why we praise him like we do.
Hallelujah.
Let me just tell you just a little bit of our story.
Yes, come on now, Deacon. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. About 7 years ago, my wife got real ill. She spent 95 days in the hospital.
All right. Yes, sir.
She died in the ICU. They resuscitated
her. Yes.
We thought we were going to lose her leg. You know, it was black as tar.
Come on now.
Oh, but God.
God. But God.
That's why we praise him. He brought us through
him.
All of that.
Yes. And then he gave me life
he
back.
He gave him life back. Y'all don't know it. Y'all don't know it.
Hallelujah.
God
is a miracle worker.
As loud as this girl talks, she had a trach at one time. Couldn't talk at all.
Couldn't talk. Hallelujah. Couldn't walk. Hallelujah.
That's why we praise him like we do.
That's why we're crazy for Jesus Christ. Have you ever went crazy over anything? I'll go crazy for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he is miraculous.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our all in all.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord.
So I know many of you got stories you could tell.
Yeah, everybody got a story.
You know, God is no respecter person.
Got a story.
I know he's done for others what he's done for us, but we just gotta give him his praise.
Yes.
Amen.
Can we praise God? Oh, can you just imagine how beautiful this world would be? If we all just had something good to say about Jesus, something good to say about our neighbor, something good. Don't think about all the negative stuff. Think positive, and we will come out all right. We got to be positive thinkers, praise God.
Yes.
And believe within all our heart, mind, and soul. Trust in God.
Trust in God.
In God we trust.
Amen.
That's on all of our currency. In God we trust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we really trust in God? We got
Are
to trust
you really
him.
Trusted?
We got to trust him. We got to believe him.
Amen.
We got to have faith. Hallelujah. Now faith. Hallelujah, Jacob.
Yeah.
The substance of things hoped for. And the evidence, come on, Jacob, of things not seen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Man didn't do nothing. Scientists didn't do nothing, but net and still, they say we came for apes, Deacon.
They
still use that, praise God. But you know what? God is the creator of human life. God is the creator of animal life. God is the creator of all the fish. God is the creator.
Yeah.
God is the creator. He created us. God created us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. Hallelujah.
Yeah, all right. We got about a minute left, y'all. We certainly been glad to be on the air with y'all tonight. We're gonna go ahead with our benediction, then we're going to leave you with this song by the Williams Brothers called Still Here. Amen. Lord, thank you tonight. Thank you for blessing us to be on the air, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For another Mother's Day, Lord.
Bless all the mothers today. Hopefully,
they had a wonderful day with their families.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I know we did. I think we
had a
God.
Beautiful day.
We had,
our children.
We thank God for our children.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing us today. We're
still happy. Praise
and,
God. Thank you.
Lord, until we meet again at the appointed time and place.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You go with us, Lord.
You
go with us, ward off any seen and unseen danger.
Yes, Lord.
As we travel up and down the highways and byways.
Yes. And Lord,
in Jesus'
for
name.
The ones who are sick, Lord, give them some assurance of healing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for those who need your help, Lord, Give them the help that they need.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. In the mind, in the body, in the soul, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Bless them.
One by one. Bless them name by name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we want to pray. We want to thank you. Here's the song, hallelujah. Listen to it closely.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Brought us through many a trial.
Yes.
And we're still here.
We're still standing.
Amen. Good night, everyone. We've been certainly glad to be with you tonight.
And we look forward to being with you again. ICE Ministries.
An inspirational Christian encouragement ministry.
Where your hosts are Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. And our number to call is...
You can call us at 214-364-2056.
Give that number again.
214-364-2056.
That's the ICE Ministry.
ICE Ministry.
Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. You can call us at any time, praise God. The line will be open, praise God. Thank y'all
Good
for
night.
Listening to ICE Ministries tonight.